Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And I want to return to the topic of the fires in Jerusalem, which, as I was saying, were the worst in a decade. And yes, while extreme weather conditions contributed, authorities are investigating arson as a potential cause. Several arrests, as we heard, have been made, and these include individuals caught with incendiary materials. Joining me on the line to discuss this further is Brigadier General, retired, Dr. Ephraim Lapid, who is a senior research fellow at the Europa Institute and a former IDF spokesperson. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us here on Hi FM. Do you think Hamas is responsible for the fires, or do you have a sense that they are piggybacking on this terrorism?
Good morning. First of all, I was amazed to listen to Hanan Ben Ari in your station. That means that we are connected totally, also from cultural point of view. And second, I want to share with you my congratulations to three girls from your community, Shani Norman, Chaya Simmons, and Eliana Somon, who participated yesterday in the Bible context in Jerusalem, and they were very successful. I think that this is a very, very nice note for the Day of Independence, also in your the Day of Independence of Israel in your community.
Well, Doctor, so I have a big smile on my face, so thank you very much for mentioning that.
I'm especially pleased to do it, and I'm so glad that 3 out of 16, it's a very impressive participation. 3 out of 16 only from the whole world of Jewish communities.
Yes, and we plan to have the girls on the radio station next week, so we'll let you know what time, and then you can listen to what they have to say.
Okay. And now back to the very tragic fire of yesterday. On one hand, from the investigation and from the nature, we understand that the crisis of climate, which faced the whole world, faced also Israel yesterday. The investigation about the sources of this fire are not yet published, and from the preliminary statement of the ceasefire commander, we understand that they don't have yet indication of the reason. Especially to the main road, road number one from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which was extremely, extremely dangerous. So we can exclude now, we don't have any evidence about Hamas, or if you want a very symbolic or ironic note, Hamas and the Palestinian Authority told us that they are ready to assist us facing the fire, but that's only symbols. The participation of few other countries are very significant, because we don't have, as I think that no country has itself all the abilities to counter such a big fire. We, in the past, we assisted Cyprus and Egypt and Greece and even Turkey. And now Greece and Cyprus and Croatia sent us their abilities to help us.
Doctor, I want to go through.
The fire was very big.
If you don't mind, I want to just interrupt you and go through some of the comments and some of the questions from our listeners. First of all, Kathy Kaler, who is the station head, she points out that fire terrorism is not new. The fire balloons that were launched into Israel from Gaza, they've been an issue for years, and that low-tech terrorism is more dangerous than high-tech terror. Would you agree with that?
I agree. And we had in the last years many, many cases, not in this scale, but many cases of fire terror. And fire terror is very easy to perform. You don't need vehicles. You don't need installations. A person with a battle can perform a big fire, and we had in the past, and he can escape. He or she can escape immediately. So that's a very big very big danger, and we now I'm sure, and it also published that we find some ideas how to
extinguish them,
to
prevent them,
to make our preparations better.
Doctor, yeah. I understand what you're saying. There's another question coming in from a listener, Colin. Were the fires connected to the fact that it occurred on Yom HaAtzmaut? What do you think?
We cannot exclude. We cannot exclude the timing and the importance of the impact of such a fire. It was not only a fire. It changed all, not all, but the majority of events that we prepared to the Day of Independence. And from this point of view, although we no human victim in this fire, but sometimes the victim of a country, the victim of a nation in such a day was maybe much more than a victim of a person who would be injured in such context of this fire.
Doctor, just another comment that came in from a listener, Mavis. She says, to the arsonist's advantage, there were very high winds that day. Israel had already cancelled the lighting of the torches before the arson fires began. Your comment?
I cannot comment because there are so many rumors and sometimes fake news about it. So let's wait to the formal investigation. I hope that within 1-2 days we will have the formal reliable result of investigation, because until now there are so many fake news, including a statement of the prime minister, who was fed with fake information, and he mentioned it afterwards. He had to deny it. This is typical to modern life with the social media, that everyone raise an idea or raise a fake news, and I'm sure that you are acquainted with it.
I certainly am acquainted with it. So let's leave it there and take your advice. Let's wait a day or two for the official results to come out. And then perhaps at that point, we can pick up the conversation with you. That's Brigadier General retired Dr. Ephraim Lapid, Senior Research Fellow at the Europa Institute and a former IDF spokesperson. Thank you so much for chatting with us here on the Morning Mayhem on High FM.